Good news out of the G8 summit in Japan today. Or maybe it just seems like good news. The world's leading industrialized nations today reached an agreement on what to do about climate change. They agreed to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by the year 2050. As the world's Jason Margolis reports, the immediate reaction from climate change experts isn't all that positive.
There are two perspectives on today's agreement. The first is that it's meaningless.
A 50% cut from today's levels by 2050 will not forestall serious climate change.
There's a childishness to not taking responsibility.
The words still say, and I'm reading from the announcement here, we seek to share with all parties the goal of achieving, which is a bit like saying we might do this if everyone else joins us.
That was David Downey with Columbia University's graduate program in climate and society, Ben Wickler with the international activist organization AVAZ, and climate scientist Martin Parry at the United Kingdom Meteorological Office. They all offered perspective number one, more empty rhetoric from the world's leaders. But another way to look at today's agreement is that it represents progress, as in this is the furthest President Bush has gone on the climate change issue. Again, Columbia's David Downey.
This is a positive development because it brings the United States within a reasonable bargaining range. It's important to signal to China and India, to continue to signal to China and India that the United States will be at the table.
That's been a major sticking point to reaching an international agreement to curb greenhouse gases. The Bush administration continues to say that any agreement is meaningless unless India and China do their part. Alden Meyer with the Union of Concerned Scientists is at the G8 meeting in Japan. He agrees that China and India must be at the table, but calls the president's arguments ironic.
China is way ahead of us in terms of requiring more fuel-efficient automobiles to be sold in its domestic market. China also has a fairly aggressive renewable energy target, whereas President Bush threatened to veto the energy bill last year if Congress included a federal renewable electricity standard. So when you get beyond the rhetoric and look at who's actually doing what, some of these countries stack up quite well.
Tomorrow, President Bush and other G8 leaders will meet with developing nations, including China and India. Five of the world's biggest emerging economies, Mexico, Brazil, China, India, and South Africa, are already saying that today's announcement doesn't go far enough. They want the G8 nations to pledge to cut emissions by more than 80% by mid-century. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.